Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 18, Moksha Sannyasa Yoga, Yoga of Liberation. And so far we have seen that the theme of the chapter is Tyaga, is to give up what does not belong to myself. Because right now the quest is to get liberation from my limitedness, which is causing sorrows and unhappiness. So the theme of the chapter is Tyaga. That means I'm giving up something which is binding me. What is binding me is my ignorance about myself. This ignorance about the self is the root cause or the source of all the miseries and sorrows and imperfections in me. So we started out by saying that the actions are binding, but there are actions which will be purifying my mind and intellect. Those actions will let me see the real me, the real self, and therefore I should perform those actions. Purpose of performing action is to purify my mind and intellect. Those actions generally classified as yajna, dana and tapas, we said we should do, and therefore we also should now know what is yajna, dana and tapas are. We have in detail looked at yajna, dana and tapas, that they are also of three kinds. Now these are driven by my knowledge of what is to be done and what not to be done. My knowledge comes from my experiences. My experiences creates my buddhi. My buddhi today, my intellect today, is nothing but the compilation of the impressions of all my experiences I have. I can say I'm an architect, but that basically means all my experiences from the day I went to architecture school or even the day I started thinking about what an architecture is till today. That's my understanding. So my buddhi is obviously nothing but my experiences distilled as information in my intellect. So last time we have seen that this buddhi can be rajasic, sattvic, tamasic, depending on my experiences and my impressions of those experiences. Now we have also seen that these experiences can be driven by my focus in life. For example, I have no experience of certain sports. Since I came to this country, my friends have tried very hard to get me involved in football. When I was in Dallas, the obvious Dallas Cowboys, the big team those days when I was there in the 80s, and all of our social parties were gathered around Cowboy games. Now, obviously, I'm part of the group. They want me to participate, but I have no interest whatsoever in football. They tried very hard to get me involved into football. They taught me, they coached me how to watch football, not to forget about playing part, how to watch football. Even after all of that, if you ask me today what football is, I have no idea. I have zero knowledge about football because there was no focus. So buddhi also can only distill experience. The mind is focused, because that's why we have this experience of, well, you told me so, but I didn't hear. Well, you were there, you were hearing, but I was not listening. So the focus is as important as the experiences which I'm going through. That will create my buddhi. So the next set of sattvic, rajasic and tamasic qualities we're going to look at is dhruti. Dhruti, as I said last time, I personally found the most important part of my life and probably for everyone else. Because without druti, the thought may come and go away. You may start something for a while, we are excited about it, after all we drop that thing. That does not make you any good or bad in that particular field. For a while I get all excited about music and say, I'm going to practice every day. And I practice for about a week and then gradually taper off. So druti is as important as anything else. So the last quality in this set of qualities we have seen of our mind and intellect is druti. And druti, as Swamiji says, is a word in Sanskrit, encompasses a lot of things which English language cannot really describe. However, the fortitude is the word used, constancy, the fortitude. But Swamiji says the druti is that power within me which first of all will make me think about thing which is right, then make me focus on that, so I will act in that field or that area. And then when I encounter obstacles, druti will find power within me to overcome the obstacles. So it's just not a simple focus, it's not just simple concentration. It's a power within which takes you to the right realm where you can find your happiness. So that's druti, Bhagavan said. Dharayate iti druti. That which holds is druti. That which holds the reality together is druti. So my reality as a person of such and such merits is held by my druti. I like this, I don't like this. All this is because of the druti in me. So the verse 33 says, Dhritya yaya dharayate manaha prana indriya kriyaha yogena avabhicharanya druti sapartha sattvaki. That druti, that force in me which makes me focus my mind, and first of all, manaha, mind. We always seen the mind is, you know, compared with monkey, is jumping from one thought to another, one area of interest to another. The very definition of mind is flow of thoughts. If thoughts are not flowing in one direction, it's not a mind. A random thought does not make mind, but flow of thoughts in particular direction makes mind. So my mind is thinking in the same direction for a while, it becomes on my mind. So druti is the one which focuses my mind in a direction which I find to be more conducive for me to find my happiness. So, dhritya yaya dharayate manaha, that which holds the mind, because if it doesn't hold the mind, it becomes nothing but a scattered thoughts. So these scattered thoughts, laserized in one direction, makes a mind, and that's because of the dhriti. That's because of my conviction that this is where my happiness lies. A lot of time I get called and say, do you play golf? I say, why? Well, we have the tickets, so we're going to go and play golf. I said, thank you very much. Take somebody who enjoys golf, you know, because I don't play golf. There is no druti. There's never a thought in my mind. Many people told me, how can you be in your practice when you don't play golf? All deals are done on golf course. And I say, I rely on rest of the deals which are not done on golf course. You know, so that's how I run my business. So druti focuses my mind in the area which I think my happiness lies. So manaha, pranaha, indriya, kriyaha. Also the prana, that which makes me a living being is my pranas and my senses. Now, we all know that all this are controlled by my mind. My mind controls my prana, and my mind controls my indriyas, you know. Indriyas are nothing but a transactional tools to gather information from outside. My mind tells my indriyas where to go and what to find and what to report back. Pranas, even though it seems like they are involuntarily functioning in my body, we all know my blood pressure goes up when mind is agitated. my blood pressure comes down, and my mind is calm. So all this eventually is related to my mind. So druti of my mind is the most crucial and important which controls my mind. Yogena avyabhicharinya. And that is because of the yoga, that mind is controlled in a particular areas of thoughts, which will help me attain my goal of getting that infinite happiness. Dhruti sa partha sattviki, avyabhicharinya. Not wavering from one thought to another. And I can always give examples from my own life. So I can always say, when the market goes down on the commercial side, we all rush and say, well, let's focus on federal projects. Well, suddenly, focus on federal project is not going to do any good because there are people who had been focusing on that for their life. Obviously, they will have more advantage over me. But at that time, my mind is not focusing correctly and will take me from one region to another. So we go from one area where we think we'll have happiness. If we don't find instantaneously happiness, mind runs and says, let's try this. But that yavyabhicharinya, that dhriti, which is controlled by yoga, yoga with the identification with myself. If I identify who I am, then find my happiness or my goal, how to attain that, that dhruti, which is the product of my yoga, of unwavering conviction that myself is not this limited self. Dhruti which comes out of that and controls my mind and intellect is dhruti sa partha sattviki. That dhruti is a sattvic dhruti, Bhagavan saying. Obviously we know what the next one is a rajasic dhruti. Yayatu dharma kama artham dhrutya dharayate juna. Dhruti with which you are holding dharma, kama, and artha. One missing here is moksha. Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Most of us, I would say probably whole humanity, we are never really concerned about moksha. It never occurs to us that there is even something called moksha which I need to be striving for. Even though unconsciously I'm constantly striving for it. Unconsciously I'm constantly striving for liberation from my limitations. All my efforts in life are nothing but get over whatever is threatening my happiness. Therefore, collect money, invest money, get education. All that is to get rid of all the limitations which can threaten my happiness. But we are focused on only dharma, artha, and kama. Yayatu dharma kama arthan dhritya dharayate arjuna. Prasangena falakangshihi. By attachment and by desire for the fruits. Neil, why did you go to architecture school? Because, well, I wanted to be in a profession which can give me a good job. Well, why do you want a good job? Because, well, that will give me good income. Why do you want a good income? Because that will be security. Why do you want a security? Well, that will make me happy. But in the end, I wanted something out of all my effort. There was a fala at the end of that pursuit, which was in mind, with attachment. This will give me happiness, not this. Prasangene falakangsi dhruti sa partha rajasi. That dhruti is rajasic. That propels us to work. We associate rajas as an activity or work. When we are active, we say the rajasic, propelled by what? Dharma, artha, and kama. First of all, we consider that's our duty. Okay, well, I need to do this because this is my duty. For what? To make artha, wealth. Means, artha means actually means. Means to get my happiness. Means to get ability to perform my duties, means to fulfillment of my desires, is artha. First I decide this is my duty, this is how the means I need to collect, and then kamaha, so that I can fulfill my desires. This is propelled by my attachment and my pre-notion about what fruits I should have in my life so I can get this. So I'm focused on that. That's why I put my efforts, get a degree, go out and get experience, become, you know, established in whatever the field I'm established, then go through the life with that. Bhagavan said that dhruti is rajasic. Even the success in those fields is not possible without dhruti. When I went to the architectural, the first class was 64 students. Largest class in the history of our architecture school at the time. I'm talking about 66. And we had the distinction of having the most number of girls in our class. Out of 66, we had like 24 girls. Now, in technology, when there were like 2 or 3 girls, and about 2,000 students, we had 24 girls. We were the attraction of the entire technology. All the guys from mechanical, civil, chemical will come to drink water at the drinking fountain architecture department. By second year, we had only 44 students. By the time I graduated from architecture school, we were 20 students in a class. What happened to the other students? Somewhere they decided, this is not for me. They dropped out after first year and changed the major. Maybe after second year, third year, they gradually go out of that because they did not have a dhruti in that field. So even to achieve success in life, in the fields which we think will give me happiness, you need dhruti. That dhruti gives you success, but it does not give you what you thought you were going to get, happiness. As I jokingly say, when I came to this country, it says the United States Constitution guarantees life, liberty, and happiness. Well, I found out it only guarantees pursuit of happiness, not happiness. This is a pursuit of happiness. This is what United States Constitution guarantees. If you are dhruti, you can pursue happiness. The next one says, yaya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madam evacha na vimuchyati. Durmedha dhruti parthasa tamase. Very obvious, okay? This is something you don't have to acquire. You have to give up. We all have these conditions. Swapnam, dream. This is your pre-notion about your future. In the swapnam. I'll do this and then obviously I will achieve that and therefore people will respect me for that. And then I'll have this position in the... All that wonderful idea I have about my future is swapnam. Prescription in all our scriptures is focus on your present, not in the future. So there is swapnam. Bhayam, fear. I think as Swami Vivekananda said, fear of fear is more dangerous than fear itself. It's the fear that this may happen. All mothers know that. My mother called me just this morning from India because she has a fear. She said, I read all these things in the newspapers that this is happening in the United States. I said, Mom, I called Ben, that's a huge continent and a country America is. I live in one little town which is very peaceful and quiet, so you don't worry about me. That the very fear of a fear that something may go wrong in my life is dangerous than what actual situation is. Shokam is grief. Grief over what has already happened. I wish the market had not tanked. By this time, then we would have been doing this. So all these things which are really not in our control, nor do we know anything about it. And then vishada. Shok and vishad translate both as depression. Visadam is depression, translated here. Maybe the grief takes you to depression. Basically, I don't feel like doing anything because my past experience is not good. Madam evacha, and arrogance. Arrogance is a very unique thing. We think the arrogance is because of my achievement. Typically, arrogance is because of my fear and shortcomings. You know, the most people who have achieved most are very polite. People don't have to boast their accomplishment. They are truly accomplished. It's only I'm partially accomplished, but people are not recognizing that. So I want to be arrogant about it. All these things are actually hindrance in achieving my happiness. Swapnam, wrong ideas about the future, fear of future, things going wrong, grief about why this happened to me, vishada, depression that brings down me from acting in the present, and then arrogance. People who suffer from depression, they become arrogant in the end. They basically say, no, this is not happening to me. Na vimuchyati durmedha. That false intellect, wrong intellect, gathered by the wrong experiences and wrong tendencies, telling me I can't get rid of this thing. Dhruti sa partha tamasi. This all can happen to us as long as I'm not constant in that. I'm not hanging on to this. We have swapna, we have ideas about future, we have fears. But as long as mind drops that idea, once it thinks the right thing, it says, why worry about tomorrow? Let's move on. Let's enjoy today. That's fine. All these things are fine. It does not say that you will never have it once you have dhruti. You will not be hanging on to these fears, hanging on to this visad and grief. There is a story called Shekchali. The Shekchali gets one part of flower one day. Then he was lying in his bed because obviously he doesn't want to do anything. Then he's thinking about, then I'll do this and then I'll sell part of it. In the end, he comes to the point where he'll say, then I'll have these kids who will be telling me, no, papa, papa, do this. And I'll say, no, go away. And he kicks. And then he kicks that pot and the pots, you know, obviously breaks and whatever the flower he has collected is gone. If I do that, obviously that is wrong. So if I can't hang on to even my swapna, it's good to have a plan and good to have an idea about my future, but I can't hang on to the idea. I need to focus in the present, Bhagavan said. So, sa dhruti tamase, that dhruti is tamasic. We'll stop right here.
Om sarve bhavantu sukhina. Sarve santu niramayaha. Sarve bhadrani pasyantu. Ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi. Shantihi, shantihi, Harihi Om, Shri Gurubhyo Namaha, Harihi Om.